coming up this Thursday is Earth Day, and here to tell us how the South Carolina Department of Agriculture is recognizing the day, Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. I'm sure we're going to put a South Carolina spin on Earth Day, are we not, sir?
Well, we've got a few things that we've been working on, and Earth Day week, Earth Day is a good time to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the topic that's on everyone's mind is climate change, and regardless of where you stand on that, and it's a part of the discussion from Washington to Columbia to who knows where, and our mission is that agriculture is a part of the conversation, really, because agriculture is part of the solution.
And there's quite a few different initiatives taking place, a lot of different ideas. One of them is an agricultural carbon credit model by Indigo Ag. Where do we stand with that? Could you tell us more about that, what that looks like?
Well, that's a prime example where government does not need to get in the middle of private enterprise. And Indigo Ag is a company, I believe, out of California with operations. I say operations, they have a presence in South Carolina. I do not know how many farmers have signed up with this, but again, with the opportunities available for farmers to perform practices that get them a share of this carbon offset revenue stream, that's what we're all about, just making sure we know that agriculture is part of the solution. We want it to be benefit from being that in some economic way.
Some people talk about the methane that is produced from some lagoons as being a problem, but some companies are seeing that as part of the solution. Tell us about that.
Well, that's right. All the focus is on carbon dioxide, CO2, but methane is much more potentially harmful to the environment. And they talk about, you know, we've got to figure out how the cows are causing problems with that, but don't think that's in the foreseeable future unless there is a method by which waste, be it agriculture, be it livestock waste, vegetable waste, whatnot, is captured in a covered, lined lagoon, and when it breaks down, no matter what the waste, it is producing methane. So we are actually engaged and encouraged by a company based in Charleston that is attempting to capture this methane and sell it back as renewable natural gas. It burns just like natural gas when you clean it up. And some of our companies who want that carbon offset, those credits, they're willing to pay a premium for that. So I'm very excited about this, and I think it puts South Carolina a little more in the doing something about it and not just talking about it. A lot of people are talking about this, but we want to focus on doing something.
And I think that goes right hand in hand with farmers. I think a lot of people don't realize, unless they're a farmer or in agriculture, that when it comes to sustainability, farmers are the original conservationists.
That we are. And as of late, we are working on, now agriculture is part, you know, it has emissions. We operate tractors and we have livestock. So we're working within the industry of agriculture first to see how can we be carbon neutral. And then once we are more than carbon neutral, we have carbon credits to sell to some of our manufacturing friends or other who don't have those abilities. So again, it's a worthwhile effort. Obviously, we all want to take care of our planet and our environment and leave it in a better shape for our grandchildren. But agriculture is part of the answer, and we are just working to make sure we have it in all of the conversations.
Earth Day, this Thursday, April the 22nd, with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. I'm Mike Davis. That is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.